Hi, everybody. Welcome. All right. As we get going into our time together today, first of all, I want to apologize if you can't see me so well on the video. We're having extreme weather here, and because of that, it's very, very dark. I have on as much light in the room as, but it's almost like it's night here. So that's why the lighting isn't so great. Also, hopefully you won't hear, there's supposed to be tornadoes. There's been a lot of thunder. Hopefully that sound won't come through, or either of my kids screaming when the thunder comes through, which has already happened. They canceled school today. It's like it's one of those days. So I'm just apologizing in advance for that. The good news is that because it's a practicum today, I think what we're going to do is I will ask one of you to be the volunteer coach. And we'll have a volunteer client, and I'll put myself off for a bit of time on mute so you won't hear a lot of the background noises. So that's what we're gonna do today. We are gonna have a practicum, and I always love practicum time because it really is an opportunity to pause. To not necessarily take in a ton of new information, but instead to really integrate everything that we've been learning. And there is always learning to be had when we intentionally observe coaching, right? There's learning to be had from the masterful things that happened in the coaching session. There is learning to be had from the, well, it could have maybe done this differently or that done differently as well. So we'll have that time to observe, and then break down and integrate even further. Before we get there, I want to share, I mentioned last week that I know that some of you have questions and or concerns slash worries slash anxieties about certification and making sure that you get all your certification requirements done and that you pass certification. And I promised last week that I would set up a call for all of you with Caitlin, who is really the best person to talk about the logistics pieces of certification and what any questions that you have or concerns about, oh my gosh, I'm so far behind with certification. How am I going to get it done? She'll help you figure that out. So we'll send an email out about it, but just to mark your calendars now, that'll happen next Thursday at 2 Eastern. We'll also record it if you can't make it. And of course, if you can't make it, also feel free to send in questions about it. From me, I've been saying this all along, but I'm going to say it again. If you want to get certified, I promise you, you will get certified. That is a pinky promise to you. If you are committed, we, me, and Caitlin will help that make that happen for you. Now, the one thing Caitlin will probably talk about this, but I think it's also important just to hear it from my mouth. If I haven't already said this, one of the requirements for certification is for you to submit a recording of your coaching for the team to review. Now, it's a little bit different than the mid-program submission in that in this one, it's you have to kind of pass in a way, right? A couple of things to know, and Caitlin will get into more of the details of this, but then I'm going to share a few details, but then this is what I want you all to hear. So we're going to be looking at foundational skills for this. We're going to be looking at energetics. You get a score, I think, from 1 to 5. I think you need at least a 3 or a 4. This is where the details you don't want to hear from me, but you need a certain score on energetics, on listening, on creating awareness, on questioning, and on visioning and strategizing. If you want to add in befriend your fear, if you want to add in wheel of self-sabotage, all of that is great. But even within those techniques, we're looking at what are the found how are you doing in the foundational skills with all of it, right? Because that covers everything in a way. Here's the piece that I want you to hear from me. Some people pass on the first recording. Some people don't pass on the first recording. If you don't pass on the first recording, there are a couple of things that I want you to know. Number one, it doesn't mean that you're not amazing. It doesn't mean that you're not an incredible practitioner. It means nothing other than we know that you're here because you have the highest standards and we have the highest standards. And part of why you've invested in this program is for you to come out the absolute best that you can be. And so we're nitpicky on this recording, not impossibly, right? But we're nitpicky for your benefit, not because it's a value judgment on that just one recording in time, a value judgment on you, right? It's because we know you want to be the best of the best. We want you to be the best of the best. If we see some things that we're like, you know, this could be tweaked and that could be tweaked, we're going to give you that feedback so that you can work on it, not only just for certification, right? But for you and your practice. And that's it. And then you submit another one, and I promise you, you will pass on the second. In some ways, and I'm just like really spinning this here, but I'm not speaking an untruth. In some ways, it's actually a good thing to not pass on the first because it will really inspire you to even get to that next place for yourself with the feedback that we give in your skills. So I don't, if for whatever reason you don't pass the first time, I want you to know, not that it matters, but I don't look at you in as less than in any way. Nobody on the team does. But more importantly, you should not. Right. It is just that we've got high standards. That's all. And we are moving you and inspiring you and lovingly nudging you towards the highest standards possible. Any thoughts or questions on that? Again, Caitlin will lay out all of the specifics and the details, but just anything that anybody wants to ask me about certification or any concerns that you have. No. Susan, yeah.
I guess just on the timeline, from what I hear you saying, I know initially we want to get everything in before the end of February, but if there is a not pass or other issues, I take it there's some wiggle room.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll if you submit your recording and it's not a pass the first time, I mean, first of all, it takes Caitlin time to listen to all of the recordings too. So we're not gonna be able to turn it around right away. I forget she knows what her timelines are and she'll share with you, but you know, we kind of ask for a couple weeks grace anyway, because she really does spend a lot of time on those recordings. So, depending on when you submit, it'll be a few weeks before you even hear from us. And if it's not a pass, she's going to give you specific instructions. You're not going to be left like, oh my gosh, but now what do I do? You'll have very, very specific instructions on what to tweak. And then you have time to resubmit after that. Glad you asked. Any other thoughts or questions right now? Yeah, Brie.
Yeah, so as you know, I started a few months late into the program, so it might take longer with me, but I emailed Caitlin a few days ago and she might just be busy. I haven't heard back. I haven't gotten back my mid-program recording session yet, so without that feedback, it's hard to do my final. And the other thing I let her know, and I've let her know this before, so I'm definitely planning like a 3 month away trip, and I'll be gone from like March through mid-June, basically. So I let her know that I was trying to get everything wrapped up before then. But as you're saying, if it takes longer, then I'll just be back in June. That's just what it is, because I'll be out of the country and stuff. So,
Yeah, we are, like I said, we're gonna make it work for you.
yeah.
I just
Okay.
made a note. If it's been a number of days and you haven't heard from her, I suspect she didn't get the email, but I'll
Okay.
check in with her on
Okay, I
it.
can send her another email too. That's fine. I was sending her
Yeah, and
fragments.
maybe a Facebook message too, just in case your emails are getting bounced for whatever
Okay.
reason from her emails. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. I just wanted to give an expectation to my coaching partner because I'm like, she's like, are we doing the final one? I'm like, I've kind of feedback yet, so I don't want to do the final until I have that. So
Makes
that makes
perfect
sense.
sense.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anyone else right now on certification or just anything else? I'll be reminding you. Let me look at the calendar. Our last call is on January 22nd. Oh, my Google just did something weird. So, I'll kind of be reminding you of all of this information, but we'll keep the Facebook group open till the end of the month. And then what I'll do is we'll archive the group. So what that means is you can have access to go and look at any of the posts and comments and, anything that you might want to go back to. But once it gets archived, nothing new can be added. As a side note, just for facilitation, I do that for container purposes. So, because it might be like, oh yeah, let's just keep the Facebook group going, and it's a way to keep on connecting, which is a beautiful idea. But I can tell you from years of doing this, it's kind of like this open-ended container then, and it's better to have a closure at the end of a container. So you'll have access to all everything in there, but we'll kind of just like close it for comments at the end of the month. I'll send out a whole email with just any other logistical things about, I believe we're coming to the end, or the end of the program. One of the things I'll also send you in that email is a request for a testimonial about sacred depths, if you feel only if you feel called to write one. But if you have valued this experience, and you are willing, it would not only just fill my heart to be able to read it and take it in, but also it would just be so appreciated. It's so helpful to share your words with other people who are considering the training. Maria.
I have a question that's not related to certification.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Facebook group. I remember asking a question in the Facebook group. I wasn't very active on there, but I asked a question and Caitlin said, "Hey, I'll make this resource." And the question was a resource sheet
Yeah.
about where to find certain pieces.
Did she not
Because I
share that
know I've
yet? Because she put that together in December and I looked over it and approved
Oh.
it. Let me ask
Maybe
her.
she
She
did.
worked on it.
I haven't received it, so I don't know if it happened or not. But
Okay.
so I just wanted to think about that. That would be really helpful for me.
That was a great question that you asked in the Facebook group, Maria. And I know for sure she put it together because I looked at it. I'm just making another note.
Okay,
Well,
great.
maybe
Yeah.
she just dropped it in the member center and forgot to put an email on it. So I'll find out about that. But we have that done and ready to go. Anyone else? Any other questions right now? Okay. So with that, let's move into our practicum. We will do, let's see, it's 12:46. We'll do 30 minutes of a coaching session, where you can feel free to bring in everything that we've learned, right, since the beginning of time, and also anything that you want to bring in. I would love to, and as I always say when I ask for volunteers, whether it's the volunteer coach or the volunteer client, don't be insulted if I don't choose you. I usually just like quick glance at the names with the hands raised, and just kind of intuitively a name kind of pops out to me, and that's what I go with. And I often don't even see all the names. So let me ask for a volunteer coach first. Don't be shy. You have acquired so many incredible skills over the last months. Don't, if you're like, I want to be the volunteer coach, but the myth of perfection is getting in your way. I just want to remind you there is no such thing as perfection. You're amazing. And this is going to be for all of our learning. So please raise your hand who would like to do some volunteer coaching and get some feedback on your coaching. And give everyone 20 seconds, and then I take a look at the sidebar. All right. Catherine, let's go with you. Let me see first. Kristen, thank you for volunteering. All right. And then who's got something that they'd like to be coached on today? Who'd like to be a volunteer client? Raise your hand. That's kind of awesome because you get to be coached not just by the coach, but when we break things down, you kind of get everybody. Reflections and questions too. All right, Lara, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to work on the tech piece in a moment of getting Lara and Catherine pinned so that we can see both of them. Catherine, when we start, you'll have 30 minutes. Keep time, but I'll also let you know when when time is up. I'm going to request for everyone, let's not share in the chat during those 30 minutes. Let's really focus attention on the coaching fully. And for everybody that is listening and observing, I want you to be a really active listener and observer. And I want to invite you to take notes as you're listening. I want to invite you to take notes on anything that you hear that you're like, ooh, that was really good. That was masterful. I loved that question. I loved that reflection. I loved that moment of pause, right? And anything that you observe that it feels important to pull on of that worked really well. I also want you to be listening and observing for A couple of other things. So what maybe didn't work so well? What is something that you might have done differently? What is maybe a different direction you may have gone in, even if it worked well, like, oh, but this was another pathway that we could have gone on. What is maybe a different kind of question you might have asked in a moment? When is a moment you may have dropped down into the body instead of staying with the head, right? All of that. I want everyone to pay attention, and Catherine, you too, to the four levels of learning and processing. Are those four levels of learning and processing being activated? I also want everyone to pay attention to energetics. What are the energetics in the session? And then another thing, if you're observing, that would be a great thing to jot down is if you have a question for the coach, meaning you're interested in why Catherine made a certain word choice or question choice or any choice, and you want to kind of understand more about that. Make sense? Okay. Okay, so give me a moment to just do this tech piece here. Okay, allow multi-pin, pin Lara. Gonna pin Catherine. Okay, Catherine, only other thing is you can choose to like do a grounding in the beginning, or you can trust that we're kind of in the container and she's grounded, but obviously still think about energetics and setting some container. We'll call start time at 12:53. Okay, I'll put myself on mute.
I have one question before we start. Is I want to, right now I'm just seeing Joanna. Laura, are you on video or are you just dialing in? Is your video off?
Yeah, my video's off. I'm sorry, I can't turn it on because I don't have really good internet.
Okay, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my video off as well, and then I won't be looking at the screen because right now what I'm just seeing is myself and others. So I'm just going to do that. Okay. Nice. Laura, thank you for agreeing to
Wait, Catherine, I'm sorry. I was talking, but I didn't realize I was on mute. This is where my tech knowledge is not great. I pinned my screen so I can see just Lara and Catherine, and I thought that that pinned it for everybody in the group, but it might not have. So everybody, if you want to go ahead and pin, if you can, Catherine and Lara, hopefully that will work. If not, we'll just go the way that we're going. Or spotlight them. Thank you, Maria. Okay, Catherine, take it away. We'll start at 12:54.
Okay. Sounds good. Laura, is there anything that you would like to do to settle in or ground before we get started?
I'll just take a deep breath. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'll be okay.
Nice. Well, I'm gonna take a deep breath as well. I'm also nervous, so I think it makes sense that both of us would be in this setting. Is there anything that you need from me or from the group that would make this feel more comfortable?
No, I'm okay. I just my question is about a new coaching program that I want to, that I'm creating. And I just wanted some support with that.
Oh, nice. What feels like a specific part that needs support?
Well, I'm wondering if you can maybe talk me through my title and description and see if it really represents what I want to do with the program, and yeah, maybe get a little more clear on what I want to do with the program.
Nice. So you're looking both to kind of feel out if the title itself is communicating the content and purpose of the program. And then is there also a question about the program itself?
Well, just yeah, make sure the title and description are clear and that I'm also clear about what I'm doing with the program. So who it's helping, and attracting, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so being clear about who the program is for. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. The purpose of it, what, you know, like the promise of it and who would be attracted to it. It sounds like a lot, but it's kind of all the same thing, I think.
Well, would it be helpful to start? Would you like to just say kind of what your pitch or your description is?
Yes.
Okay.
So what I have so far is I've titled it Wild Evolution, because that's a title that I've had in my mind of the way I want to coach, is to help people start to see patterns in their life and evolve. Anyway, that's just a name I've had for a long time, so I'm thinking about using that name. And the description is a 90-day healthy habit building mastermind. It's kind of long. A 90-day healthy habit building mastermind for lasting change. And I like the 90-day part doesn't need to be on there, but so basically, healthy habit building mastermind for lasting change.
And what so the just to be clear, the title is Wild Evolution, and then with the subtitle description, a 90-day healthy habit building mastermind for lasting change.
Yeah. Yes.
And is the question like, does this speak to the client that you want it to speak to?
Right. Like, I guess like one of my questions is, one of my questions was, are people aware that they, you know, like when you're titling something, this is what I hear in all my marketing stuff, like are people asking for this? Is this actually something that people want? Is this something people are going to pay money for? Healthy habit building. So I was asking myself that, and then I opened up an email from, I can't remember his name right now, but he wrote the habit book, that's the Atomic Habits. And I got an email from him that said his book was number one on Amazon in all categories, number one book. And so I think, okay, people are aware that they need healthy habits, not necessarily healthy habits, but you know, most people are aware that they need habits. They need to work on their habits, and that their habits affect their lifestyle and their outcome. And so I think, okay, maybe this is something that people want. Because I was going back and forth with healthy lifestyle or healthy habits. And habits are something I've been talking about for the last 20 years. And so it's something I would love to talk more about and help people with.
So I guess one of, I mean, my first question is, who is the ideal client for this course? For you?
Well, yeah, for me. So in my mind, it's somebody that is aware that their habits are affecting their outcomes, and they, you know, especially this time of year, they're motivated to look at that and start working on that. And somebody who is, well, so the program isn't necessarily, it's not, so this is kind of the question in my mind. The program's not going to be like, okay, we're going to work on habits and we're going to change and you're going to lose weight and you're going to, you know, get your house organized. That's not what this is. So this is a big piece of it. So what this is getting people aware of what their habits are right now and to learn how to start tracking them. Because I use, you know, notes or a tracking system to track my habits, not necessarily to try to force myself to change my habits right now, but to just become aware of what's actually happening. Like, how much sleep am I getting? How often am I working on my business? Or how often, you know, how much time every day am I spending on my business or homeschooling my son, or, you know, et cetera. Am I walking every day? Am I getting outside every day? So it's really, I want it to be for people who maybe have felt kind of beat up in the past about these things, like people that have been really hard on themselves about maybe some of their habits and have tried the, you know, like boot camp method of I'm gonna change this habit, you know, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna put all this effort into it and change it, you know, especially this time of year, and then nothing changes. And I would like to help them become aware of the fact that that habit of all or nothing is part of the problem, right? Like, that's also one of their habits, because it's been one of my habits, is to try to go, you know, 100% change a habit, and then I can't sustain it, and then I do nothing for a long time. Do you know what I mean? So that's the part where it says lasting, for lasting change. How to become aware of habits and build them.
Guys, it's Joanna. I want to pause the session here for one moment. You know, I usually say this before we do a practicum, and I didn't say this time. And I just want to be clear. We can't expect Catherine, like, I just want to make sure we don't get into business consulting in the session, because mm-hmm. that might not be Catherine's expertise, and we're looking for learning about coaching skills. So we're not, Catherine, this is a reminder for you, and Lara, this is also a reminder for you. What's not going to be helpful for our learning here is for Catherine to try to give feedback on titles or anything like that, or anything that maybe a business consultant might do. What's going to be helpful is for Lara, for you to ask, and Catherine, for you to gear towards how to reflect, and to Lara, create awareness and ask questions that will help Lara gain access her inner wisdom on yeah. questions she has. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but I could see how this could go into the consulting mode, and I wanted to make sure we didn't go there. So I'll give you an extra minute on the timer, and I'll let y'all jump back in.
Cool. Well, thank you, Joanna. And actually, one of the things, sorry, I just need to take a moment to get back. Where we were is just listening. And I mean, the thing that really, what I appreciate hearing is So I just want to say I'm having a moment of trying to re-say what was about to come out just sort of spontaneously in the moment. And so I'm self-conscious and aware of the sort of feeling more robotic or less kind of spontaneous with this. But I guess what came to me is I really appreciate what I heard was a lot of gentleness in this description of the, you know, building awareness. That essentially, I mean, it sounds like a kind of anti-boot camp feeling or ethos. I'm not sure of the word.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I just want to be really, really clear on that with myself, I guess, and the clients is that's not what this is. That I guess as far as the coaching is that I've gotten stuck there for a long time, where I feel like people want change, you know, they want something right now, and I feel like I have to offer something different than what I'm really offering, you know, and I don't want it to hold me back. I've let it hold me back from making offers. So that's probably the coaching piece right here, is that I'm not sure what I'm offering is what people are willing to pay for, and I let it hold me back.
Yeah, I mean, so I just need to pause a moment. So I guess I'm going back and forth between wanting to ask questions and wanting to give feedback. And I think Joanna being sensitive to your sort of saying this isn't a consulting session. And I wanna just be abundantly clear that the reflection or feedback that I'm giving is within coaching and just listening to you around this and not me offering any sort of business consulting. You know, I guess it sounds to me that you have a very particular person in mind of, you know, this person who has been hard on themselves, who is not getting traction because of the approach to change. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes.
You know, and that there's this real softness, gentleness, whatever the opposite of this sort of, I just have this kind of anti-boot camp, you know, it's not this, that there's a gentleness and a slowness and awareness. I guess one piece of me wants to ask, to kind of go back to the description you've already shared, but also just in my own feelings about wildness and wildness as an, actually I have my own thoughts, but I want to hold off on this. What do the words or what does the word wild and the word word evolution, like what do they evoke for you? Like what meaning do those words carry for you?
Well, personally, yeah, the wild is like off on your own journey, adventure, doing the unknown, being, you know, finding joy and satisfaction in forging a new path, I guess. And yeah, that's the wild part.
And when you imagine for yourself this wildness, like you, because it sounds to me that the sort of path to creating this program really came from your own experience, that it's a very embodied and lived experience of yours, this sort of attempt at changing habits and coming up against the sort of strident kind of boot camp mentality to change.
Yeah, very personal.
And when you kind of consider that and then move into this idea of being wild, like how does wild for you feel different than the boot camp version of change?
This is really good. That's a really good question. Wild is like, this just came to mind, something I've been thinking lately is like the forest is wild and there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is and it works itself out. And, you know, it's nature. It's like being one with nature and realizing that we are nature and there's nothing wrong with our journey. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. It's, you know, like we say here, we're whole and complete the way we are. And we have our habits. Our habits are there for a reason. And I want to help people, you know, even the habit of being frustrated with your habits is there for a reason. And it's okay. I want to explore all of that in this program and help people to begin to explore it and to be excited about the wildness of their life and their journey.
Yeah, that the I love this imagery of like the being in the forest and the forest is wild and there's nothing wrong with it and if you were to create this container, this create this little world, in which, people were attempting to change, what are the things that, like what elements would you want to have in that?
I'm not getting any thoughts. Could you rephrase that?
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna take just one moment because I had a question and lost it and then tried to find it again. So I'm just gonna be quiet for one moment and see if it comes back to me or what comes.
Okay.
Just thinking for you, with your experience of change, what has felt most helpful? Okay, I want to scratch that one too. Unless, do you have an answer coming to you?
Yeah, I have one
Okay, then
if
I'd
it's
love to hear that.
okay. So the most helpful thing, well, the place I've gotten the most stuck is thinking that, oh, this new thing is the answer. You know, if I can just do this. And then I do it and it's helpful, and then I get stuck there thinking, oh, this is it, I have arrived. And forgetting that it's a process, and this might be useful for now, for today, but maybe next week it's not useful. But I have found myself over the years getting stuck that way. And, you know, instead of being with the flow and the seasons and all of that. So that's probably a good word to add to it is for, you know, the se different seasons of our life and different tools can be helpful at different times.
Yeah, the thing that came to my mind is thinking of, you're creating a program which is a container for people. And just very generally, the sort of promise that it sounds like it's there is this this ability to change, but to change in a way where it's not fixing something that's broken, but evolving or moving on the path and the journey. And I have this image of you in this forest, in the forest and this wildness, and I guess what is it? I'm trying to connect the sense of you being in the forest and you having this knowledge about how change is made, and you having this feeling of being one with nature and flow that happens in the forest. Is there a way, do you see a connection between the forest and the container that you're trying to create with this course?
Okay, let me see if I understand the question. Do I see a connection between the change in the forest and this course? Help me a little bit.
I guess when you were talking about what makes wild, like how does wild speak to you? And it felt like, so you were talking about earlier about like habits and changes and just bringing awareness. And there was this ease and gentleness to it. And then talking about the forest and the journey and joy and satisfaction. And the forest is also, you have some connection to the forest that feels perhaps different than what someone else might see, in which the forest is scary, or the dark woods, and it feels like you have a real sense of joy or safety that comes from that wildness and that forest. Am I picking up
yeah
on?
I see that. Yeah, I see that, because I've learned to, you're right, this forest is, it's adventurous, but it can also be scary and dangerous. And so some people might not want to see themselves there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to find the only, my word is cherish the hard times. Like I've had some really hard times, and I've learned to cherish those just as much as the good times. And even had a conversation with a friend about it, where he said, like, I lost a child, and I said, if you could take that pain away from me, would I want you to? And he's like, well, of course you would want someone to take that pain away. And I said, no, the last thing I would want is to lose that experience that I went through. I cherish it so much, and it's taught me to cherish all of the bad times. Even like witnessing my children going through hard times, or friends, like I cherish those moments that I get to spend with them, experiencing that with them.
Yeah, if I, I feel like as you're saying that, just this huge embrace of what is. Wonder, like with this idea of cherishing, I'm gonna pause one more time. What is that quality of cherishing everything, like cherishing that pain, and cherishing the good experiences and the bad? How does that feel like it relates to this idea of changing our habits and sort of changing the journey that, or I'll just leave it at that, like changing our habits?
Well, I want to say accepting, but that doesn't seem descriptive enough. But accepting ourselves for where we are at and accepting the process and being comfortable there, but it's more than accepting and being comfortable,
What is allowed to happen for a person when they are accepting of themselves and where they are?
Well, it gets beyond the fear. It allows a space to grow that's not coming from a place of fear, like the fear holding us back. It's like a pause and a space to, access your resources from. It's like feeling grounded enough to access your resources. And then, if change needs to happen, then it can happen from that place instead of a place of fear and feelings, feeling stuck. Well, like we feel stuck, we feel afraid. So then we try to force the change to happen. And then that kind of change is usually not heading us in the direction that we actually wanted to go.
You know,
It's like,
I think
yeah.
we only have, or I think what time do we have, 1 minute or 2 minutes? I think we started at 12.
Take until 125 or
Okay.
126. You've got about 3 minutes.
Well, I just everything that you just said feels so beautiful to me, that space to grow, to get beyond the fear, to access your own resources, and then if change needs to happen, which feels very different than I have to make a change, and I'm gonna boot camp through this, that with this, with these awarenesses, but and anyway, I'm always trying to keep myself from talking too much. I heard you say to like a space to grow that is beyond the fear, to access your own resources, and then if change needs to happen, allowing it to come, allowing it to come is my words. And I'm wondering if those words that you just shared, does that feel like what you're trying to get to with the program?
I feel like this description doesn't come even close to describing what I want to do with the program. I mean, the Wild Evolution does. I guess the title, I still like the title. I think that fits, but the description part sounds too robotic. It sounds too, what every other habit book out there is talking about. It doesn't, except for the lasting change part, but the rest of it doesn't describe what I want it to. I guess it more describes what I think people want and less what I want the program to be.
Yeah, I appreciate that you answered the question that way. And what I was meaning was sort of the words that I had shared that you had just shared, if that felt more like the tone of what you were going for.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it felt really good when I was saying those words. That felt really good.
Because yeah, I think,
So I guess,
oh, go ahead.
yeah, so that's where I get stuck thinking I need to say things a certain way. Thinking that people can't understand or they don't want the way I'm saying it. Because I guess because the people in my life, in my immediate life, can't hear it, I think, oh, nobody can hear it. But obviously they can. I'm in this group with dozens of people who can hear this type of thing. And but where I get stuck is that, you all are not in my immediate sphere of influence. You are not the ones that are following me on social media. You're not the ones that I'm talking to when I go out socially, so I guess that's where I feel stuck.
Yeah, I know that we're out of time. And I just want to re reflect back that I think the things that I heard, I mean, I guess the question that I would been kind of meaning to ask and wanting to ask is, what are the things that people, or the clarity, like what is it people need to make change that lasts? I heard so much about safety and self-acceptance and space to grow, and it feels like that's a real offering. Not saying that's the wording, not saying that goes in the title, but that feels like something. I think
That
still,
feels real.
do you have it just as we close, is there anything you'd like to add or anything you'd like to take away? What would you like to take away from this?
Well, I really appreciate your questions and your feedback. It felt like this was really, really opening to me and helping me see this more clearly. So it's exactly what I wanted. And you just saying that, like, this feels real, this feels like a real offer, makes me feel like hopeful that it actually is, that I could just offer what I actually want to offer, and being open to people finding it that need it and want it. So I really appreciate that.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for putting yourself out there and sharing for this practice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is just what I needed.
Right. Yay. So well done. So well done. Thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Lara. I took a lot of notes. I hope everyone took notes. Catherine, let me talk to you first. So, what do you want to celebrate from that session? What's one thing that you feel went really well?
I mean, I think I was able to ask some like clarifying questions. I have this thing that I think was one of the questions I was starting to ask when I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry that I interrupted. I was just worried that it was gonna, you would feel pressured to go off into a consulting mode, and it felt important to just share that and for everybody's learning. But I'm sorry that kind of helped made you lose your train of thought.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it did. I mean, I think it's fine. I'm really glad that we have this to kind of talk through. I mean, I think the thing that I just want to say before I forget this again, because it's the after, and then I really want feedback, is I was trying to connect. I felt like when someone when someone is wanting to change, they're reaching for something. And like Lara's talking about the woods, like it felt like there's some container that is the woods that gives her comfort, and she has this way of looking at it and translating that back to like when someone is wanting change, like what are they? And I kept feeling that connection and just not knowing how to get there. And also curious, like what as a coach, what is the thing that we want her to walk away with, or sort of what, always kind of having this wonder of like, where are we trying to go? Like, and my MO is just to keep asking questions, but not necessarily like, I never feel like I know, like, oh, we're trying to get here. So anyway, I'm gonna
Well,
mute.
no, let's. I think those are
Sure.
important pieces. I want to come back to what you want to celebrate and look at the things that went well. But I think these pieces that you're sharing, let's address them because I think they were front and center in the session. So let's take a look. So I loved personally that I could see you were trying to make this connection, which was so. I just think intuitive and incredible listening that you did between this, like the forest and the wildness, and then the container of the program. And you did ask some really good, make some good reflections on that and ask some good questions on it. I think the reason why, Lara, you can tell us, I think it did activate new ideas and some awarenesses for Lara. But my sense is the reason why Lara didn't totally go there with you on it has less to do with how you articulated it and more to do with the second piece that you're talking about, which is what was the intention of the call. And you did a great job in the beginning of like sussing out, Lara out the gate said, I want to talk about the title of the program and the program itself. And you did such a great job, Catherine, out the gate to both like reflect back. You want to feel more clear on the title. And then you asked this great question. And then what specifically about the program do you want support on? You were kind of trying to like suss it out so you know where to go. And Lara answered, and you even asked, is there a question about the program? And Lara answered, I want to make sure I'm clear on the purpose and the promise and the ideal client. Anyway, where am I going with this? When I interrupted, it was because I saw it was going more in a little bit in a consulting thing. And right after that, Lara said, well, I guess the coaching piece here for me is I hold myself back from all of this and getting clear on all this, putting myself out there because I'm scared that people aren't going to pay for this. And I think that's why she didn't totally go there with your questions, because that there was still this hesitation. You're going into like all the beauty of the program and the wild and this beautiful way that that Lara is putting it, but there's still this block of like, but the softness, which you so astutely reflected back, and these metaphors of the forest. Lara's still thinking nobody wants to pay for this. This is language that most people aren't going to even be interested in. People want so I think when you ask this question of intentions, I think one of the intentions was around how to not feel so blocked that what I want to put out there is what people are going to want. Now, I could have been like hearing that all wrong. I make mistakes all the time too. So, Lara, I want to hear from you what is resonating, if anything, from what I've just been going on and on about.
It's been good listening to both of you talk through this on so many levels, like personally and as a coach. But yeah, I did feel really stuck there, but I felt like Catherine was trying to help me see the value
Yes.
of what I was doing and maybe help me see the container in a way that was more valuable in my mind as
Yes,
well as other people's.
absolutely. And that was brilliant and such a great line of questioning. And I still felt hesitation from you. It felt like, oh, but is this just more woo talk that people are, or I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah, but I really appreciate her getting that out, what she
Yes.
was saying, the container of the woods and the program, because that's given me a lot of things that I can go forward and think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, I agree with you that I was so stuck on this one thing that it was making it hard for me to go through it fully.
Yeah.
The path that she was taking me down.
That's sort of been a coaching question, like, is, because I heard her also say, like, the fear, and I think part of it was like that felt like a big thing, and I'd just been sort of like kind of taken out by the interjection, and I was like, but it's like one idea that, if by just sort of addressing the fear and kind of releasing that fear, that she would have been like, well, what I would really call it is a blah 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 to blah blah blah. Like if that was kind of lifted, that it would have just gone there.
Who knows, right? That's where we can't be attached to results or outcomes. Like we can be, we want to fulfill intentions, but we don't know where it's gonna go. She might have been like, I love wild evolution. She already loves wild evolution, And to say, and I made this as a note, it's not that you had to necessarily go in and do a BYF on that and address the fear head on. I think where you went from there, and this is what I made a note on, is another way of addressing the fear, which is you went into what meaning does wild evolution evoke for you? This way of addressing the fear by helping the client see the deeper value and get more excited. So it just needed a little bit of a bridge there, like an acknowledgement after she said, I'm not sure what I'm offering is what people are willing to pay for, and that's what's holding me back. Those were almost her exact words. To just build that bridge between that concern and to say, okay, so let's explore more about what you've already come up with, that you like, that are your words, wild evolution. Let's get deeper into it to see if that is really the direction you want to go with, or something like that. But just it felt like that statement was dropped almost, it was like a bomb, and then it just needed a little bit of a bridge to where you were going next, or you could have addressed the fear directly. Does that land? I want to pause on this just discussion for the group, with the understanding that, yeah, nothing I ever say is truth with a capital T. I'm just pulling forward ideas for us to all think about choices that we have. But I'd love to hear from the group what ideas are sparking for you from this particular topic that Catherine and Lara and I are talking about, or what are you learning? What's resonating for you here? What are you seeing? Bruce.
You hear me? I was driving listening to a lot of it, so I didn't make a lot of notes, but I just kind of listening to my gut and what was happening, and it all kind of came together when I got home for me. And thank you, Catherine and Lara, for volunteering. It takes a lot of courage, and I could tell you were both nervous in the beginning because you both said that you were nervous. So I think when we coach, sometimes things are messy, you know? And there's not, there's not always this clear direction of things, but sometimes there's so much beauty in that. And I was thinking about the idea of the wilding, and and what it felt like to me was like you're both in the wild, and once in a while there was some clarity, kind of like look out, and then kind of get sucked back into it, and then you're back in that wild, which is just an opportunity to just let things be wild and see what happens and what comes of it. Like, I don't think there always has to be a direct, I go away from coaching sessions sometimes. I like WTF, right? Like, what was that? And then I realized that I'm always coming away from a coaching session, either being coached or being coached by something with something percolating out of that. Just, and I saw some of that happening in the end for Laura, and even some, questions that were kind of not, but some really good questions, and and it was just this kind of wild thing that, I don't know how Laura felt about it, but that just makes you think about things.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of what was bubbling up for me.
It's such great and important reflections. It is messy, you know. I mean, it's often messy, more often messy than not, and that is part of the process. And I love the metaphor that they were in, though, as they were talking about the wild. They were in the wild with it. Like, that kind of got evoked, that archetypal energy. That relates to also, and then sometimes the coach, if there can be a meta awareness of that as we're coaching, we can bring that into the session to help create more awareness. So one of the questions that I wrote down at some point in there was, how can all of the wisdom and feeling about wildness that's coming forward be applied to how you feel, Lara, about the program and the title and what you're offering? So to almost like make some meta connections in there as well.
Just say one more thing about that I wanted to say. I also love that Catherine paused and just made it really intentional pause. Like, just I gotta pause here. I'm in the wild, and I'm not sure where we're going here or what I'm doing, sometime, or how this is gonna go. But she gave herself that space, which I thought was great. So I
It
just
was
need
such
to.
an important demonstration for all of us around energetics and not needing to have all the answers as the coach and not needing to just like quickly have the next thing, and supporting slowness and regulation and experimentation in the container. Maria.
I just want to bow to each of you. Yeah, I thought you did a beautiful job because I saw listening, we're a listener, and then I felt myself also becoming a practitioner. And kind of like that same place that Joanna mentioned, I was like, ooh, I'd go there, right? That's where I would go. But then I was like, stop, don't say where you would go, just listen and experience what's going on. But then what ultimately happened was something else was incredibly beautiful was revealed, was about cherishing and about losing a child and this pain and this beauty of being in the full spectrum of life and going beyond fear. And so if we would have just went stayed like in the 30 minutes, super efficient, hyper focused on trying to get a clarity on one thing, I think we would have missed something that Laura shared that, like, I don't know how you all felt, but I was moved. I was deeply moved by that sharing. And so, Yeah, I just am like echoing the wildness and the messiness. And then someone's asking about a detail for their business, but then ultimately share something that's so precious, so cherishing and so precious that I just really appreciated the meandering of a person that loves being in the forest and in the wild. I love that meandering and the uncertainty of both person. There was not an ex, you know what I mean? There was a lot of uncertainty and like exploration together. And so something beautiful was revealed that I feel like has a real significant component to this journey that she's going to lead people on. And so I would somehow want to weave that cherishing into the habits somehow. But so I'm just saying thank you, and just how I wanted to ch redirect and realizing don't do that because what's about to come is so much more precious than the title.
Beautiful. Yes. Speaking of wildness, our discussion, you all know my Virgo, I like to keep it in certain ways. And I feel like we're getting wild here, which is great. But the one thing that I do want to do before we hear more shares on what worked, what you might have done differently, what questions you have, is I do want to give Catherine just an opportunity for you to share something that you want to celebrate and that you feel you did really well.
Okay. I mean, I think one of the things, I mean, one of the things just not coaching specific necessarily, but just sort of raising my hand and being like, I'm just going to show up. And I've been taking clients and I, there's days when I'm tired and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to do this, I don't want to do this. And I don't know if I feel good. And then I have a great session and just sort of trusting myself, trusting the client and trusting the coaching process. And so I think I was able to do that and like raising my hand and like sticking with it when we were waiting forever to get started, you know, kind of doing that. And then also, I mean, as much as I feel like I have a list of all the things that I didn't acknowledge and didn't go that way and didn't, you know, do, like I do feel like one of the things that I do well is sort of listening to the kind of spiritual, beyond human, very human kind of whisper that's coming out of people of like, oh, there's meaning here. Like this is
Yeah.
beautiful and this image means something, that there's a deep reason that this is here. And I think that I listen well for that. And I think I did it here.
Yes, agree 100% on both accounts. So the first piece with the raising the hand, you're talking about energetics, and I saw those energetics throughout the session, Catherine. You were right there with the client. You were trusting yourself. You were trusting your client. Even as things were getting messy, you were in the process. And it was just a beautiful energetics and then incredible listening and hearing into things that Lara was saying in that that bigger dimension. So well done on those things and other things, which I definitely have notes on, and I have a feeling other people want to share as well. So in the spirit of wildness, instead of going in order, let's just continue. Anything you want to pull on, what went well, what questions you have. What might you do differently, Jessica?
So thank you so much, Catherine and Lara. Like, I really appreciate you both stepping up and putting yourselves out there, in a way that I definitely would not have. And I just learned so much from both of you and from this experience. And yeah, I want to really acknowledge that energetics as well, because even in all of that, like, it was just right from the beginning, it felt like such a safe space that you were holding. And I think I want to bring it back around to like the piece around intention, because that was the big like learning for me, witnessing that and witnessing you both trying to navigate the wildness. And like particularly after Joanna jumped in and shared about the consulting, and then Lara mentioned about the, now speaking of wildness, I'm getting nervous. mentioned about that piece about, kind of holding yourself back from the offers. And I wondered, I guess it reminded me of many times when I've been coaching and I feel myself lost. And I wondered if it would have been helpful or for myself if I had been in that situation to, I'm trying to think how to word this. Like, I was curious about checking in with Lara as to, is this kind of like the new intention or just like checking the direction that she wanted to go in from there? So that's kind of my thing. I found it just so, so useful and so really helpful as a reminder for me to keep checking back in with the clients. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're pulling on that. And, to Bruce's point, yes, messiness always allowed and welcomed and oftentimes needed. And also just kind of like holding alongside with that, the more clear, sometimes we can be more clear on intentions, sometimes we can be less clear on intentions on a particular session, but the more clear we can be on intentions, the, I don't want to say the less messy, the something, we just want to be clear as we can be always on intentions. I'll just leave it at that. Marla.
Hi. There was a lot going on here, but I'll just say one thing. And I think that, as always, I could be wrong, but it seems like, I'm sorry, was it Catherine? Terrible with names. Was really thrown at the beginning. First of all, I could sense the nervousness and then the thing with the video. And then it was just like a lot of stuff at the beginning. And then the question. And I think that, and I did notice with Bruce, there was a good, so it was the energy management is the part I'm looking at, is that just like being centered. And Bruce brought up the thing about stopping and saying, got to catch that question, but was recentering. But here's the piece that, so those are observations that, may or may not be correct. But here's the thing. If a client comes to you and says, I want to do something that you don't do, I think it's really okay to say, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a business coach or I'm not a trauma specialist. And then you could still go into it. I mean, I've had that where someone came to me and she wanted me to actually do like a coaching program to write a book. And I said, I've never written a book. Just like, that's okay. I want you to be my coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad you're bringing this forward. And then it goes back to intentions. Again, I guess that's one of the themes here, right? So if you are not, don't have a certain business consulting expertise, we'll just use this example. And a client says, what I want to receive from our time together today is to get more clarity on the title and the purpose and the promise of my program. That's what Lara said.
Yeah.
We can say back, I love that. What a great intention. And I just want for us to be clear. I am not a business expert or consultant or coach, however you would say it. So I'm not in this session. I'm not going to give you marketing feedback necessarily, but how we can use this session is as a space for you to connect more deeply into your inner wisdom and your resources in order to get more clarity on the title and the purpose and the promise of your program. How does that feel for you? Right. Yes. So absolutely, there's no shame at all in any way of I don't have this expertise or that expertise. And then we just share it and it helps us get even more clear on the intentions. Good. I want to note that it's 1:55 and even if folks have to go at 2, I'm going to stay on longer, even if it's just me talking to myself. Pulling out some extra things too, so that'll be on the recording. Bree, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I want to really honor both, you know, Catherine and Laura for having the courage to do this. And I really liked Catherine's question, how does Wild feel different than the boot camp version of change? I think that was a real turning moment where it really went into the inner wisdom and creating awareness. And just in my intuitive feeling, as I heard them talking back and forth, when Laura was describing what was inspiring to her, I kept coming back to the word compassion. And with, you know, this wildness and uniqueness and letting people have their time. And I think one of the things I might have asked is, would you say compassion is a big part of this offering based on what I'm hearing, checking in, and then asking if yes, then how could you incorporate compassion into your description? Just like taking that and then just asking inner wisdom and seeing how it went from there and just seeing what came of it and seeing where it went from there.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes, agreed. I also wrote that question down. It was such a great creating awareness question. You could feel Lara kind of shifting with that and get to some deeper places. And that's a really nice direction to that compassion piece. It did come up a lot and was part of that theme of the softness that they spoke about as well. Good. Golda.
I'm in the bath, so I have the camera off. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to echo the bravery and the vulnerability, Catherine and Laura showed up with. So thank you for that. And also echoing the attunement and the energetics and just the extraordinary listening that Catherine did. Like really using the same languaging and the words and really reflecting back. That was stunning. And just a piece that like I was feeling excited about was Laura's like deep reverence and love for the forest and what could have occurred. Another way I might have taken it was to really ask the forest what the forest has to say about the course and the title and the whole experience. So I might have like really brought the forest in and the voice of the forest in that conversation.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you're bringing this as a possibility in. There was this moment, Catherine, and it was such a beautiful moment where you reflected back. I have this image of you in the forest and in the wild. And that could have been, and there's always more than one direction to go in, but it was such a moment of evoking somatics and feeling and energy. And that was a moment that I noted, if you had wanted, you could, you know, a practitioner could have made the choice to go into a little bit more of a somatic heart visualization there. I was thinking to just have Lara be feeling the wild in the woods, and then ask her questions from that wild place in herself about the program. But I also love what Golda is suggesting as another possibility of how the forest was so alive and the wild was so alive in this, looking to the forest and the wild for some wisdom as well. And also reassurance, either way, like reassurance on the fear of the, are people actually gonna pay for this, or wisdom on that fear of this.
Susan, yeah, I thought that like in that moment with the, in the forest, and I couldn't come up with a question. So I think that's why I left it, but that's where I wanted to stay. I was like, this is, and that's, I think at some point I just started talking at like, this is what I'm seeing, and asking her a question because I wanted to get it out there, and I didn't have a question that could stay, or I think of one and then she's talking a while and I don't want to interrupt her, and then when she stops talking or whoever it is stops talking,
well, what, I think what happened is after you spoke about the image of her in the forest in the wild, you went to a cognitive question of, so what's the connection between that and the container? Yeah, something like that. I think, again, bringing her into the body or the energetic connection with herself is wild, or with the forest, like Golda's saying, and then asking some of those questions. Now, she still got so much from the direction you went in too. So we're not like, it was great, right? We're just talking about different alternatives and when we can maybe drop a little bit more into the body or into the visuals or into the energetic archetypal feelings on things. Just an idea. Victoria.
Just looking at my notes too, with the mention of the moment that we're talking about with bringing in the forest in this more embodied way, I just wanted to reflect what I heard, because it was like it was an opening spilling for Lara, where she was saying that there's nothing that needs to be fixed about the forest, and that also she like went into this wisdom of like habits are there for a reason. And the awareness piece is really bringing in that connection and that awareness of like, what function or purpose are the habits serving? So it seemed like there's like the stirring of like the deeper connection and meaning that's within the program that she's designing. Like right at that point, that it was like a wellspring moment.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. Business consultant or not, that's a great piece of awareness, you know, to create the awareness on that for the client. And then also, Lara, I just wanted to tell you from a business consulting point on what Victoria is saying, and I'm glad you have this session recorded, on some other things that you said. My sense is that so much of the language that came forward in this session is actually the exact language that your ideal client needs to hear, and they will see so much value in this. You are not speaking to everyone who is looking for new habits. You are speaking to a particular person, and you, through a lot of what you shared here, you connected the dots for them in ways that really shows the value of what you're offering. Okay, I'm going to keep on going with our discussion. And also, like I said, if I end up just talking to myself into the recording, but before I go, I share any other of my notes, who else wants to share on what you're seeing coaching-wise? What does anybody else want to pull? Susan Engel, I saw your hand raised before. I don't know if you wanted to. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I was just so filled with the healing from that. And it was in the spaces. I feel like I'm doing a Maria. I love when Maria reacts to things. I can so relate.
So expressive.
So excited. But anyway, even for a tagline, a space to grow beyond the fear, because that's exactly what Laura's doing. She's offering that healing container. And when she speaks, that's just as you say, that's her marketing. And people will feel that. Yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Lara, I hope you're taking notes. There's business ideas in here as well. Yes. All right, I'm going to share just a couple of other things that we didn't hit. In order of just how I took the notes. Bruce spoke to this a little bit, but I just want to pull on it a little bit more. It was such a beautiful moment when Lara said, you know, I'm kind of nervous. And then Catherine, you said, I'm nervous too, equalizing the playing field, right? And, you know, let's take a breath together. You could have even gone a little further and said, would you like for me to lead us in a half a minute or a minute of just getting, you know, taking a breath, getting regulated, getting grounded, since the client did say, you know, she was feeling nervous and wanted to take a breath. And especially because you were feeling that too, Catherine, it felt like you might have needed just a couple of extra moments of breathing. When we lead a client through a grounding, it helps us ground as well. Catherine started with, after some of the trying to suss out some of the intentions, Catherine said, okay, we'll start with sharing what you've got, you know, what's the title, all of that, right? Because, and that was a great, I think a great just way in. Okay, you said title, purpose, promise. Tell me what you've got so far. Let's see what's going on. We've shared a lot on this already in the call, just such beautiful listening. I also want to say your reflections were so spot on, direct result of your listening skills. You know, that first reflection of there's an ethos of softness here. This is not a boot camp. That was, I think, just that, and there were so many other deep reflections that I think were so important for Lara to not only see more what she's doing, but I think these were all directions pointed towards, yes, this is valuable for her ideal client. Yes, they will want to sign up for this. They will think, they will be willing to pay for it, you know, in Lara's words. Because this is a different way that is designed for them. I also love the question, what meaning does wild evolution evoke for you? That brought forward a lot for Lara. There was this moment after the what meaning does wild evolution evoke for you? How does wild feel different than boot camp? We spoke about it a little bit. You could feel Lara's energy changed. She was talking about wildness and the forest, and there was an excitement in her voice. A choice I might have made then would be to pause there and create awareness on how excited she feels about these metaphors. Have her feel into her body on how that feels, and then maybe ask some kind of question around, you know, if you're feeling excited about all of this, what's your sense of how your ideal prospects might feel if you spoke about this? Now, she might answer great, or she might answer no, they would hate it because they don't understand, right? And then that could be an opening somewhere. I don't know the exact words that you used, Catherine, but one note I just wanted to make on this particular question, one note I wanted to make for you and for all of us, and it's a note that is for me as well. We looked at this in our questioning. Sometimes questions can't be shorter, but sometimes the more direct a question can be, the better. And what I noticed with some of your questions, Catherine, is you'd start a question, and then you'd kind of divert into context, and then you'd come back to the question. Not with all of them. Like I've been saying, there were a lot of great questions, but there were some of those. So just watch for some of that. Sometimes we need that context. Sometimes we can just be more direct with the questions. I think that's all I'm going to pull on for now. Lara, I don't know if you're still here. Is there anything that you want to add, or I kind of want to give you the last word since we're also talking a lot about you here.
Sure. Yeah, that was just, I was really nervous to do that because I wasn't really clear on my question exactly. So it was great to even, you know, my intention to get, have you help get that out. And yeah, I saw Catherine just helped me see so many things. Like I've just had all these different things going through my mind, and it was so helpful to connect all of it in a more concise way. And it gives me a lot to work with, just to have that awareness that, yeah, I was unsure about this description because it wasn't really doing what I wanted. It wasn't saying what I wanted it to say. So I definitely, in the time we had together, made that awareness, and that was super, super helpful. So thanks for that.
Yeah. I'm so
sorry. Like you said, I really appreciate Catherine's questions and her, like I could just feel her genuine interest in the things I was saying. Like she really felt like, oh, like I felt her excited about it as well. And so that was really helpful to think, oh, okay, somebody's excited about this because I really haven't shared this with anybody.
It was such beautiful energetics in that way. And again, just the listening and the reflecting, I feel like Catherine pulled on things that you were saying and helped you articulate them more, go deeper with them in ways that I think are going to be really helpful. And, you know, Lara, just to end, one thing that I want you to know is this feeling or this belief of I need to say things in ways that I don't want to. I want you to really work with that belief. The most powerful marketing descriptions are the ones that come from our hearts and speak to our truth. Sometimes we need to maybe tweak a word or a phrase, you know, if people don't get it, that's the small stuff. But you know what's important to you in this work. You are clearly an expert in it. So much came through in this session. And I just really want to encourage you to trust yourself and to trust your ideal prospects are like you. And that what's important to you is going to be important to them.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Catherine. Amazing. Thank you, Lara. And just thank you, everybody, for your presence. And I always love to have these opportunities for our practicum to come together in this way. Sending you all lots of love. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, everyone.